Some of you may be wondering, what does the title of the sermon mean today? You know, probably you know that I grew up on a farm, far away from here in Latvia. And farm life has its advantages and its disadvantages. I don't know how many of you have had intimate experience in a farm, or you are all city folks. Maybe I should ask, how many of you believe that eggs come from a factory? Well, I grew up in a farm in Latvia, and we did have chicken. And I have to tell you that chicken is not very impressive bird, is it? I mean, it seems like the head is very little, you know. When I was a little kid, we had chicken, you know, in the yard, and they were minding their business, you know, looking for food, and I loved to just run in the middle of them, and they would just all run away. Big, you know, trouble for them, and I just had so much fun. Except when they had little chicks. Then the story was totally different. You see, the hens don't have like claws or big, you know, fangs or muscles. They are just little birds and very weak and unprotected. But when they had little chicks, the story was totally different. You know, I had to keep a distance. Because if the hen would suspect that there is any danger for her chicks, she would come after me and I would have to run. Big trouble. Now, the chicks were very nice, you know, fluffy and fuzzy and yellow and sometimes brown, and I loved them. And sometimes I kind of snuck on behind the hen's back and grabbed one and kind of cuddled the little chick. Now, but each chick was different. You know, some of them were very kind of afraid, and they always kept close to the hen. Some others were more adventurous. They kind of ventured far away, and then when there was trouble, they ran towards their mother. Some others were very self-confident, and they felt like they don't need the mother. But all of them were clueless about the danger that was lurking around the yard. And the biggest danger, I mean, there were two dangers, the hawks, and the other was fox. We had woods around, and there were fox in the woods. And sometimes they came after the chicken. And especially, of course, the little chicks, it's just one bite. But they went for the big chicken. And the chicken were quite helpless against the fox. But again, when they had little chicks, they fought. They fought against the fox. Now, the fox, of course, is very cunning, and she attacks the chicken. Now, in Latvian, there are many fairy tales about fox, that how they outsmart the other animals who are much bigger and stronger than the fox. And that's the image of a fox that I grew up with. Now, why am I telling you all of this? See, there is a story in the Gospel of Luke and a parallel one in the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus comes towards Jerusalem. And he's in the midst of all kinds of trouble and controversy. And he talks. At one point, he stops. And he talks passionately about Jerusalem. Here's what he says. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing. He says, oh, Jerusalem, don't you see? I'm just like the mother hen. I love you so much. I'll do anything to protect you. Only if you were willing. Only if you would want to come for protection to me. And the chicks, when they come for protection, they all run under the wings of the hen. She spreads the wings, and then the chicken come and hide under her. Because it's safe, it's warm, it's nurturing there. And actually, the hen, when she has chicks, she actually changes her voice. Did you know that? She starts clucking, and the chicks recognize her voice. So Jesus says, I am calling you. Don't you recognize my voice? I want to gather you under my wings. Now, surprisingly as it is, there is also a fox in the story. Just a few verses before, it says, verse 31, at that time some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you. Can you imagine Pharisees who hated Jesus so much? They are the good ones and say, hey, hey, we can give you a tip. Better go away because Herod is going to kill you. And what was Jesus' reply? He says, go tell the fox. I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow. So he says, I am going to go around my business because I have chicks. You better watch out, Herod. But he knew that in a few days, the fox is going to get him. Nevertheless, he didn't stop protecting his children. And he kept calling, Jerusalem, I want you to come to me. And Jerusalem is described in terrible terms. You who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you. Terrible children, terrible chicks, but Jesus says, nevertheless, I want you to come to me. I want you to belong to me. I want you to hide under my wings. Why was Jesus using this metaphor? Why? I mean, we know that the hens are not very impressive birds. Animals. He could use a lion, and the Bible uses a lion as an image of Jesus. But in this case, Jesus used the weakest of the weak, the ones who are vulnerable. Hens are weak, vulnerable, do not usually stand a chance against a fox. So he could have chosen another animal, another bird, an eagle. But hen is what Jesus chose. And if you think about it, it's pretty typical for him, isn't it? He always was turning things upside down. He always did things unexpected so that children and peasants wind up on top while kings and scholars land on the bottom. He always was wrecking our expectations of how things should turn out by giving prizes to losers and paying the last first. So, of course, he chooses a chicken as a metaphor for his love and protection. Because the chicken is as far as it gets from a fox. And this was actually a well-established metaphor in the Hebrew scripture. The Gentile converts were talked about as having come under the wings of Shekinah, under the wings of God. They were accepted in the fold. And in Psalms 91:4, it says, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield. This was a common metaphor, the bird and covering with his wings, the little chicks. Now, but at the same time, we see God, we see Jesus in this image as very vulnerable, because as we saw, the hen doesn't have much muscle or fangs or claws. The hen is very vulnerable. So this image communicates God's vulnerability. He came into this world not as a king, not as a warrior. He came in this broken world as a little baby. Totally vulnerable. Because that is the way of salvation. When you are the mother hen, all you can do is open your wings wide and gather as many as you can. But you cannot make your chicks come to you. That is the only thing that Jesus cannot do. He can walk on water, but he will not force you to come to him and to respond to his love. He can only invite you to come. He says, come, come to me. Gather together, all of you. None should be left. And there is another beautiful text which uses the same metaphor, and that is found in Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. You know the story about Ruth, that how she lost her father-in-law and her husband and was left without any support. And in those days, to be a widow was not an easy thing. It was not an easy thing to live in such situations. So she found favor of Boaz, her closest of kin. And Boaz told her in verse 12, "May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." The same image of a bird stretching its wings, and Ruth had come and chosen to come and take refuge under his wings. Now there is even deeper meaning, salvific meaning in these words. The kinsman redeemer who Boaz was, there is a whole system of laws in the Torah that provides for widows and people who have been sold into slavery. Their closest of kin were obligated to buy them out, to pay the price, whatever it was. And Boaz was this kinsman redeemer for Ruth. Now, and we find that Jesus himself promises to be our kinsman redeemer. He promises to stretch out his wings so that we can take refuge under his wings. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you." This word redeemed you is I have been your closest of kin, and I have paid the ransom. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Remember, the hen changes her voice, and she calls in a different voice her chicks, and the chicks recognize her voice. So Jesus has put all these images in this simple metaphor of a hen and her chicks. And there is a story, I've heard multiple stories about birds protecting their little chicks. There was a forest fire, and the firemen, having extinguished the fire, were kind of walking around and checking that there are no embers left and tried to make sure that everything is okay. And then they noticed a little lump on the path, and they kind of looked at it, and they saw that this was a mother bird, a big bird, and who had burnt. And they wanted to remove it from the road, and it turned out that under her were chicks who had survived. Why didn't the mother fly away in the face of danger? She could have easily flown away. But she couldn't, because she loved her chicks. and she would rather die than allow her chicks to die. And they were saved while she lost her life. And that, my friends, is what Jesus did for you and me. He wasn't afraid of that fox, even though he knew that the fox will prevail, that the fox will win the victory, but it will be a Pyrrhic victory because the war will be lost. And Jesus continues to call you and me. Come, O Jerusalem, O Vallejo Drive Church, come to me. How many times I have longed to gather you together so that you are safe. And we are each different. We respond differently. Some of us are afraid. Some of us are more confident. And we think that we can survive by ourselves. We think that we can do pretty well in this world. And maybe we end up running around in the woods and trying to cover us up with leaves, like Adam and Eve tried in the Garden of Eden to cover up their shame with leaves. But that will not work. The only thing that can cover us is the wings of Jesus Christ. His grace, His love is sufficient. But Jesus will never, ever force you to accept Him and to come to Him. He will not pull you in. Jesus will pull you with the strings of love, but He will never force you. And that is your decision to come to Him for safety, for nurture, for warmth, for growth. Jesus calls still today, come to me. And He calls all of you. And there is another aspect to this metaphor. The chicks are not called just by one by one. Okay, you come and I'll hide you. But it says gather together. Come together. And that aspect is also as important. And the Bible is filled with images, and this word gathered together is used so many times. In Matthew 18, 20, Jesus said, where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Same word. So Jesus doesn't call us individually. He calls us together. Come, gather together. But the chicks can decide to gather together on their own. They can open a club somewhere in the corner of the yard. But the fox is not very far, and it will not work very well. The key is the hen. You have to gather under the wings of the hen. And that's what is so important for us to remember. When we gather together, we have to gather with Jesus in the center. You see, there was a time when Peter also joined a group. It's recorded in Luke 22, verse 55. That was at the time when Jesus was tried in the court. And Peter, it says, verse 55, and Peter was called, and when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. They all were together. But that didn't prevent Peter from denying that he knew Jesus. Jesus was not there at that gathering, and things didn't go very well. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46, it's a beautiful description of what happened after the ascension of Jesus. Acts chapter 2, verse 46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. A beautiful description. There are more and more chicks gathered around and under the wings of the hen. There is always more space for one more. There is always nurture and food and protection at Jesus' presence. Jesus had gathered 12 disciples, and they had spent 3.5 years together with him. And then in Luke 9, we read that Jesus sent them out. In chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Luke 9, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And Jesus had called the 12 together. He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the good news. This is how Jesus worked in this world. He gathered people together and then he sent them out to preach the good news. Now, do you want to be a part of God's mission? I want to propose a one simple way how we can respond to this gathering call of Jesus. Here at Vallejo Drive Church, we want to give you opportunity to form these little groups of chicks gathering together in the presence of Jesus, under the protection of his wings, so that we can grow and receive nurture and love from him, and we can encourage each other. We want to give you an opportunity to meet together outside the worship service that we have every week, that we can meet together in our homes, and we can learn from Jesus as we do that. Would you like to do that? There are many, many benefits from getting together and gathering together under the wings of Jesus. Because apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Apart from him, even if we feel so confident in ourselves, even if we feel that we have everything together, we are in danger because the fox is not too far. And without gathering together with him, we don't have the power and authority of Jesus when he sends us out to reach this world with his good news. Now, but some of you may think, maybe I am not spiritual enough to do that. Maybe I need to kind of get my spiritual house together and in order. Maybe I need to get my life together before I can do that. Then I want to give you one more text where Jesus kind of interprets that special clucking of the hen, mother hen, when she calls her chicks. He gives that interpretation in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. He's turning to you today, and he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Vallejo Drive Church, I'm calling you. Come to me. All you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. All of you who are heartbroken, all of you who have lost hope and many other things in this life, all of you who feel that you don't qualify, all of you who may think that what you have done in the past is too much for God to forgive, or your brothers and sisters to forgive. Jesus is calling you. Come to me. All of you. There is space for every one of you under my wings. come to me and you will have rest for your souls. Because my yoke is easy and my burden light. Come. None of you is excluded. Come to me and I will give you rest. Do you long for that rest? You can have it today. Because Jesus is calling with his outstretched arms like wings. And those arms were stretched to the limit a few days later when he was crucified for you and me. Because he would rather die than let you perish in this world where the fox is hunting. And by his death, he redeemed you from fear, from death. And now he's calling you, come together. I want to give you rest. Let's keep together with me, and you will have peace and rest. And God was looking for a metaphor or an image, how to convey his love for us. He was looking hard, and then he found it. And prophet Isaiah has recorded it in chapter 49. And he says in chapter 49, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? And sometimes we hear in news that it happens, that a mother, it's hard to understand how is it possible, but sometimes it happens. But that is the strongest love that this world knows. And God says, and even if she would forget her child, I will never forget you. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. God knows your name. He calls you by name. Come to me. Let's gather together. Under my wings, there is safety. And there is safety in togetherness if Jesus is present. Amen.